For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So it's the gambling thing.
Yeah. 100%.
I want
to
look it up.
I would have to think it is.
It's 100%. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, the reason the NFL cares so much about that stuff is because of gambling.
Right.
That's
because
why
I'm like, were they worried about the Jets? The Jets are at a. But then you're like, okay, Christian McCaffrey's up. It's not that they're bringing fucking Jim Brown in.
Right.
Or, I mean, they're bringing up this backup kid who
like diced him in half.
Like, who all fucking tailbacks in that fucking Kyle Shanahan fucking system does.
Yeah. He was awesome. Yeah. Like, everybody who runs in that offense is. Now,
they do it so well, man.
For 17 games, obviously, Christian McCaffrey is a better running back.
Dude, they had all these breakdowns. It's so fucking just beautiful to watch play design.
It really is.
Because everything is with a purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, we're this play right here, I know it's a cut. The running back cut it back. He's supposed to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't the fact
that you can tell that he's supposed to because you can watch what the guard does.
Yes, you can watch how all the blocking angle to get there and all. It's just,
and they ran this guy in motion to get the linebacker's eyes over here.
It's fucking
so that
beautiful.
This offense. If you go, really, it's fun to go back, and I'm sure you've done this, but like go back and watch just one play.
It's fucking beautiful.
And watch every different person on the play. Like, okay, watch this guy this time, and then watch it again and watch this guy. It's just like. The offensive linemen are so smart
it's fucking
and nimble,
man.
And they get exactly where they're supposed to get, and the holes open up perfectly, and the running back knows exactly where to go. It really is beautiful.
It's
like
it's fucking
Kyle beautiful. Shanahan's run game design
is fucking beautiful.
It is. It's that's how a guy like that last night can
pick
start
up a third of his season carries in week one.
Yeah, and, man.
Start out of nowhere.
Who they play next? If they play,
I don't know.
I would let them fucking start again.
Yeah,
let Christian
get fully healthy.
Let him get fully damn healthy.
Yeah, but you feel bad for the kid because then like that's like the game of his life, and then he's just talking after. It doesn't realize he didn't mean to do anything. He wasn't trying to give away any secrets or anything like that.
Yeah, I was starting on Friday.
That's on the if that's true. That's on the 49ers
at the
for
Vikings,
not
by the way.
Communicating.
Sam Darnold revenge game.
He looked good, but they played the
Giants. I'm kidding. So here's what happened. Bet365 reached out to a number of their users who had bet Jordan Mason over 13.5 rushing yards at odds of -110.
Okay.
So you pay 110, you win 100.
Yeah.
We have identified that this is from the Bet365. We have identified that this selection was placed at incorrect odds, and as such, in accordance with our rules, will be settled at the revised odds.
Ooh, that's
minus
bullshit.
5,000 to 1.
That's bullshit.
Or -5,000, so 50 to 1.
The guys that made those bets, most of them had no idea, one way or the other.
13.5.
They're
you knew
like,
Elijah Mitchell was out.
Yeah, it seems like he might get 13.
One good carry while McCaffrey's on the sideline.
Yeah. Exactly. That sucks that they can do that because it seems like if you get the bet in, you got the bet in.
Never goes the other way though, does it?
Never goes the other way. Yeah. If he was like,
if he had been injured pregame, the 50 to 1 doesn't go down.
Now I will say, Prize Picks does a really good job of if something crazy happens like that, they'll refund your bet and you can.
I see
now,
that.
but they're not beholden to sports books because it's technically not a gambling.
But even
app.
Sports books,
it's a fantasy app.
Do stuff that, but like this is like, or if a game ends in a weird way, they'll credit both sides, stuff like that.
Yeah, sometimes
good publicity.
Sometimes it'll happen. But
this is
but
the worst publicity
not.
You could have.
Yeah, that sucks.
And by the way, this is also why. Places have limits on individual bets.
I hope
so. You don't get too.
I hope that the coaching, whoever, like the leadership of San Francisco, makes it very clear to that kid very quickly. Like, hey, don't worry about it.
You didn't do anything wrong.
You did your job.
Right.
You played great. Your job is to not worry about the bureaucracy of when we're doing this, what's doing that, whatever. You ran for 150 on Monday Night Football.
Even with the comments, didn't he also qualify it with like, but they were gonna make sure of it. Pregame or something. I thought he qualified it a little bit to the point where I'm like, all right.
He caught himself.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Maybe that was part of it, too.
No, he did.
And then he went back and met with the media, and he's like, this is why I don't like talking to the media, which is totally understandable, because all of a sudden he's had this great game.
And now you've been questioned about something other than
the like,
great game.
And he's like, fuck, did I fuck up? Did the is the team going to lose money or whatever, draft pick? I don't know what happens.
I am a little mad at the performance he has, because I love when Kyle Juszczyk has big games. I think it's hilarious.
He's a good player.
And I very good.
He really is.
And, yes.
He really is.
And I thought, like, last night was an opportunity for, like, 18 Kyle Juszczyk carries. Yeah. But they're,
not
going to
do that. He ain't that good a damn player. They're probably going to ball 18 times.
God, it's so...
I was like, damn, let it happen.
What I love about, yes, again, 49ers love fest here, but, like, two or three times a game, because they don't use him much... Mm-hmm. They designed this perfect little leak out, sneak out route for him, and he's wide fucking open.
Every time.
They don't always hit him.
Two catches, 40 yards.
They got a lot of damn captains. Everybody got a fucking captain badge. They got like seven offensive captains.
I don't like Deebo Samuel at number one.
When the fuck did he change?
This year.
Okay.
Because I'm looking for number
19. I'm looking for
19,
like, too.
Where's
19? Because I saw in practice that he always wore one in practice, even when he was 19.
Okay.
And so when I saw the one last night, I was like, when the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, it took me a quarter and a half to realize it.
19 looks better.
19 looks like he's a tough player.
19 looks better.
One is for little scat back, like gadget
19,
guy.
19 looks better.
19 puts a hole in your chest.
Yeah. You think when Sauce Gardner put a shoulder into him and he realized that, like, this guy feels different when I hit him?
Shit. Debo, Debo's fucking solid.
Yeah, Debo's made out of granite. Yeah, I like, but also, like, he is, and he'll run through you. But then he also
he's hurt.
Never goes out of bounds. Mm-mm. He'll cut it back. He's the best run after the catch guy. It's just so fun to watch.
He's just so good, man. He plays so hard.
He spun inside.
Yeah. And it was like most guys would just gone out of bounds.
Maybe the end of the second quarter.
And got their 7 yards. He cut back in and got 13.
Yeah, you know?
He was.
But he does. He gets hurt.
He gets hurt because he plays like that.
Because he plays like that.
Also, Ricky Pearsall's just up walking around chilling.
Good for him, man.
No, no.
Good for him. He's in good spirits.
It's like, goddamn, man. Like, a bullet went through two sides of you.
Yeah, man.
Oh, they go in and out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Good for him. I mean, I'm glad he's in good spirits.
And it's just like, you're already walking around.
So
he said he felt like he wanted to play. I'm like, I'm probably not taking hits yet, but all right.
Football players, man.
Yeah, man. It was so good to see him, too. They showed the video of him walking in. I was like, damn. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
You would have thought he tweaked his ankle. Now he got shot in the heart.
Yeah, man.
Chest.
It was good to see him, though. You're right.
It was good to see him. He's a fast kid, right?
He's 4.4 speed. He's got a crazy vert. Good route runner.
Good hands.
Remember he had that crazy one-handed catch
that was him.
Florida?
That's right.
Yeah. He's kind of a nice all-around package. He's probably not the fastest, not the best route runner, not
he's
the highest jumper,
big, right?
But he's got he's got good size.
He's bigger than I thought he was. Yeah.
He's got like a full package, but he's probably not.
How
like
big is he?
Best.
Like 6'2"?
That would have been my guess. Yeah. I'm not sure. But yeah.
Probably can block his ass off because the 49ers took him.
Downfield blocking, I think he's got that.
Yeah.
Not that he was blocking downfield for any Florida Gators last year. Trey Harris, I guess.
I saw your coach down there. Like, is he trying to get fired? Is there a really decision who's going to start a quarterback for Florida?
Shouldn't be.
There's not a decision.
That's what I'm saying. Why is there not one? Why is he like trying to? I mean, obviously the competitive advantage, whatever. But
does he think Graham Mertz?
Graham Mertz is going to give up? Like, is he a war?
Is he going to transfer if he says Lagway on Monday?
Yeah, like,
is that what I didn't see it?
Yeah,
is
so
that,
yeah,
is that he's what
like,
you're talking
yeah,
about?
He's like being indecisive.
Oh boy,
he's not even indecisive. He said before Lagway even started, when Graham Mertz is back, he's our starter.
I mean, that's just dumb as hell to make that commitment.
You're on the fucking hot seat, man. Like, you guys, I always joke with you guys, like, team no meeting, right? I'll do whatever it takes to not get called into a meeting. Like, I'm team no meeting.
Sometimes meetings are good.
Sure. But I think the meetings...
Hey, congratulations on all the hard work. Your ratings are through the roof.
I don't think those are the meetings we're trying to avoid.
We've had those meetings before.
I don't need him telling me that. I know. Shit.
But you know those are not the meetings.
But I like the attaboy meeting.
Oh, yeah.
I like an attaboy meeting.
You know me. I don't give a fuck. I already know that shit.
Those are not the ones I'm
avoiding. I don't need attaboy.
But like, if I were on the hot seat...
Like, they're always funny because it's like, you brought me in to tell me that shit?
Oh, thanks. The funniest ones are the meetings when it's they sort of paint it as a big deal,
yeah,
and then they're they say it, and it's like, oh, that's it,
yeah, that's like, oh, you can have
all right,
motherfucker, y'all could have, motherfuckers could have let me.
Or you sometimes we get the other one,
y'all could let me
be pretty short, and
could,
then like 45 minutes,
you
could
have let me get a jump start on fucking traffic.
But like, yeah, team no meeting should be like team don't get fired. And it's just like, shouldn't you be doing everything you can to avoid getting fired?
I might get fired today if somebody sends me another one of these, this fucking video Kirk Cousins drops.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You want the 6-minute version?
Oh, please, my God. Will y'all please stop?
Stop.
Please stop sending this shit
no
to me.
No one knows what they're talking about.
Nobody.
And I'm not saying I do either, but like, I'm not going to fucking look at 6 minutes of Kirk Cousins drop back and tell you whether or not his Achilles is okay or not. Like, I mean, I guess that's good that people are creating content and whatever, but it's just like, dude, stop. You don't know what you're talking about.
The thing I told you before we started recording, it's just like, I'm frustrated. I see what everyone else is seeing. That's fine. I'm going to give it more than one.
Hell yeah.
That's all.
You got to.
Hell yeah.
You got to let him play against not TJ Watt. You got to let him play
against not him.
My warning flag is raised, but.
Sure. Understandable.
I'm going to give it a couple games before I really go overboard.
He didn't look. I don't even have a warning flag. I knew that shit. That is not. Hold on. Let me just get, because I don't want to offend people. Because I was offending people at home when I was thinking about this. Like, you dumb son of a bitch. But I'm not going to do that here. All right? Because people think how they want to think. And Bunk, you have brought me over to that side of people.
And again, the more they're thinking about it, the better it is for us and all that kind of stuff.
Stop fucking getting your hopes up high about bullshit that organizations say to you before seeing it.
Yeah, I need that. I need more of that.
Before you see it.
That's what...
Before you see it.
We were talking about yesterday. It's like the 60 minutes that they played on Sunday, there's no scale. It's infinitely more valuable and important than anything they told you in the summer. Nothing they said in the summer matters.
Or counts.
Or doesn't matter.
But you have to do that. Just like
compared to what they did on Sunday.
The whole fucking offseason is going to be the Rams offense. They don't have the Rams fucking personnel to run the Rams fucking offense.
Nor do they have the Rams coach.
No.
I understand.
One more time.
I understand he came from there.
Yes. Hold on. One more time. What?
But not everyone that comes from there turns into him. A lot of people have had success. But, Zach Robinson could be just...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some other bum-ass offense. I'm not saying that he's going to, but like... just because Sean McVay worked with you doesn't necessarily turn you into Midas.
And he could be good.
He could be good. Yes. He could be good.
He was highly coveted this offseason.
I know.
But damn. You should have heard me this morning. And I'm cussing at Nico this morning. And Nico just jumping around and playing, thinking I'm playing with him.
I normally have a little, you and I tend to be on the same page. I think you tend to get a little bit more frustrated with some of the dumb reaction to the NFL stuff than I do. But like, when I saw all this stuff on the timeline this morning about people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. No offense.
You don't.
No offense.
So stop sending me respectfully. Stop sending that fucking clip of Kirk Cousins' feet.
Respectfully.
They're flat, Randy.
You're not
flat.
He's not a fucking quarterback's coach. You're not a doctor. And it was 6 minutes of it. And I watched a couple of them and I was like, yeah, it didn't look good. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
What you want to tell?
I don't know what else to say. I don't know.
I'd say the only reason my warning flag is open is because I don't think the offensive performance was all due to the Steelers.
I don't watch. I watch the tape.
Yeah,
I went back and watched it. 60% of it was.
That's why we're not overreacting yet.
Yeah.
We're going to give Steelers, it some chances.
This is the thing. You don't go into the first game against the Steelers and ain't y'all done shit. That's not going to happen.
That's what it looks like.
And
that's
what it looks
like. That's what it looks like.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.